This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 86 for Friday, October 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are pushing higher on Friday in a show of independent strength that is seeing the Canadian oilseed break out of its trading range. The November canola contract gains $9.60 at $903.10 per ton. The January contract rises $8.40 at $888.40 per ton. A trader says there could be a good amount of canola buying and soybean selling to bump up canola prices. Also that the commercials and perhaps the specs are starting to roll out of their November positions. Alberta releases its crop report at 1 p.m. Mountain. As with Manitoba and Saskatchewan earlier this week, Alberta is expected to show its harvest is winding down. The Canadian dollar is stronger with the loonie at 79.18 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.49. Yesterday's quarterly grain stocks from the USDA is having a mixed reaction at the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans are lower as stocks are higher than expected. Corn is up as its stocks are more in line with expectations. The report is proven to be bullish for wheat. The European Union is raising its call on its 2021-22 wheat crop by almost 3% at 131 million tons. The EU also says its corn crop is 3.3% bigger at 68.8 million tons. Its rapeseed crop is to come in at about 16.95 million tons. Russia is raising its wheat export tax from $53.50 per ton to $57.80 next week. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reports corn planting in Argentina is almost 17% complete. The exchange predicts more than 17.5 million acres will be seeded. And the markets in China are closed until October 7th for the country's Golden Week holiday. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The November contract is down 9.5 cents at $12.46.5 per bushel. December soy oil bumps up a little more than a tenth of a cent at 58.82 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal steps back $1.80 at $3.26.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Friday. The December contract is up a nickel at $5.41.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the December contract gaining 9 cents at $5.91. Wheat futures are stronger on Friday. Chicago December jumps 30 cents at $7.55. Kansas City December vaults 28 cents at $7.59.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December rises 19.5 cents at $9.32. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, October 1st at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.